Jeffrey.
Bev, from the little bit I've heard his voice, I think that could be he.
Yes, I thought maybe. Well, I put it up here.
Could you put him on, please?
One moment, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Harold.
I'm Dr. Linden.
Glad to hear you.
I bothered to you with a phone call, but we had a report here this morning that you were going to have your surgery earlier than had been previously announced.
We think probably a week earlier, probably the end of the week, but I'm going to check it tomorrow.
Well, I was writing to you, and when I heard this report, I thought, well, I mean, I might not get to you in time, and the first thing I wanted to say is how very sorry we are that you've got to face up to this unpleasantness.
Well, that's mighty sweet, mighty good of you, and we appreciate it. I think it's very minor. As long as there's a possibility of malignancy, we want to go find out about it.
Yes, well, you've got us concerned about this. You know that our warm good wishes and our prayers are with you.
I sure do, Harold, and we have most pleasant memories of our visit there, and I've got some nice pictures I'm going to send you. You got some dandy. You look like a movie star.
Well, I've got some film for you. Film of the tour done by our information people, which I'll be sending over. I also want to send you the film we made about our boys in Vietnam, and the Fox Movie Time people tell me they've got a film that they can let me have if you would like to see it, and I'll get that too.
Oh, I wish you would. I'd enjoy it very much, and I'm going to have a lot of time to see it.
You'll be seeing yourself from all angles around this place. The other thing I wanted you to know, and I've written this, Andy Vang, because we were really concerned, and I didn't want you to go into hospital without at least knowing that there are a lot of warm and friendly people out here wishing you well.
Well, Harold, I know that, and I'm so grateful, and I hope you'll give my love to Ms. Holt.
All the backwash since the visit has been very good.
Good. Well, I...
Nothing an unpleasant kind at all, and I've recorded the policy speech for the election, and I don't think you'll find anything in that that will disappoint you.
Well...
We're full steam ahead.
I know there's not anything you in Australia are going to do that disappoints anybody, because you're our kind of folks, and we just got to stay close together and get this job done. We're going to do it.
Anyhow, congratulations on the tour as a whole. I think it went wonderfully well. It focused attention just where you wanted it focused, and you put us all on the alert that the job has to be done.
Fine. Well, we're very pleased with it.
Witness to Mrs. Johnson. Young Christopher has got your picture hanging up now in the bedroom. It's
That's wonderful, and you give our love to Ms. Holt and remember me to Ed Clark.
I shall. He knew I was going to ring you. In fact, I asked him how I could get on to you, and he gave me the ranch. So he said if I were talking to you, to pass on his fondest regards.
Thank you so much, Harold, for calling. It's very, very typical and very generous, and I'm so grateful.
Well, I won't bother you. I won't bother you again on a telephone call unless it's really
It's never a bother. It's always a great pleasure. And you just pick up that phone anytime you can raise enough money to do it, and I'll do likewise.
All right, and may it be in the result not too serious and certainly quick in its recovery.
We'll let you know just as soon as they get through with the operation.
Good man. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
Good man is scared.
Okay.
Goodbye.